Mix 101.7 KAYL. More pregame now. Hope you enjoyed the Radio Iowa scouting report as we lead into this eight-player first-round playoff game from Westside. The Newell Fonda Mustangs about to tangle with Arweva. Ryan Thompson here. And as we roll on with the pregame, joined now by Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. Congrats again, Coach, on making the postseason. You've been here several times before, every year since you joined the eight-player game, but it's always special year after year.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, it is. You know, it's the difference between football and the other sports is you got to. Every district football game is so huge, because you got to play your way into the playoffs and have the opportunity to compete for a state championship, that's what makes it so special and the other thing, with the new format, this year just taking the top two, that really makes it, a great accomplishment by these young men.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a much smaller room for error. So you said a few weeks ago how impressed you were with practices after the tough Harris Lake Park loss. And what about this week so far? We're chatting on Wednesday. Do you feel good about how practices have gone this week to this point?
Our practices have obviously been solid. We have our ups and downs and our moments but we've had a good week of practice up to this point here on Wednesday morning and it's going to have to continue because it's a huge challenge, obviously, but it's also a great opportunity for this football team.
Preparing for the task at hand, and you kept some of the regulars on the field last week, as you were telling me this past weekend, to work especially on your pass defense and things like that. And this is going to be the third season in a row now that you're seeing a great passer in Arweva's Jake Danner, and he's stepped it up to even a higher level this year.
No question. He's had a tremendous football season. Hasn't thrown an interception all year. Has a great idea of what they want to do offensively and where the football should go. And obviously he's got a lot of playmakers on the outside and in the passing game to throw to and kids that can make plays for him. He's been under center at quarterback here for all three of the games that we played against them and you can really see the development and the improvement from year to year and from last year to this year. He's made huge strides and I thought he was really, really good last year and he's better this year.
Yeah, he's got Derek Shirky, his main target to throw to. He and Alex Cook can also hurt you by running the football. Their defense, you were able to rack up over 300 yards rushing against them in last year's game, obviously with a different group of kids, yes, but what concerns you most about them defensively?
Well, I think, the thing that is concerning for us, as we get ready to attack their defense is how athletic they are on the defensive side of the football. They're going to put a lot of guys near the line of scrimmage, and a lot of guys that can run and a lot of guys that can make plays. And the last time, we faced a very athletic defense, other than a couple big plays, we weren't very consistent. And as we get ready to play Arweva, our concern is the consistency, play in and play out, attacking that aggressive, athletic defense that they're going to put on the field.
You guys had the luxury last week of not having to play starters the whole game, while they had to beat an excellent Audubon team just to get here to the playoffs, so they're riding high coming in.
No question. A huge win for them, knowing that they had to win to get into the playoffs, yet alone win a district championship and host a first-round game. They're coming off a a huge, huge win and a great win for their football team and football program. And their coaches have done a great job getting them to that point and then being able to finish it week 9.
Yeah, they've got some big-time momentum going, so you never overlook the basics, blocking and tackling, special teams, punt returns in particular. Each team has multiple touchdowns there, so that could be a factor. Turnovers, of course, and you mentioned consistency. Anything else this game might boil down to?
Well, this time of year, you've already touched on it, blocking and tackling, but you got to make plays. Players got to make plays, and that's the thing at this time of year. It's true throughout the year, but as you enter the playoffs and the postseason, players make plays and players win football games, and that's what we hope our young men will be able to do.
Let's go get them, Brian. Thanks, as always, for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Newell Fonda football coach Brian Wilkin as we lead into this 8-player first-round playoff game. Newell Fonda, Arweva, it's yours, coming up on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.